Call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. David Kennedy, and we're going to talk about a subject which we come back to over and over and over again. Why? Because it deals with the poisoning of the American public, and is part of the overall program of population control. And you can't understand most of the things going on in the world today, unless you understand there is a program of population control, and they're poisonous with dental fillings, with mercury in dental fillings, at least in part, because it helps to control fertility. They're poisonous with mercury in the water because it controls fertility. They're poisoning our children, millions of them, with the mercury in the vaccines, even advocating we take vaccines for the H1N1 epidemic, which is no longer a factor, because the mercury destroys fertility. It destroys the mind, too, but it destroys fertility. And, of course, we're poisoning the children of the world with vaccination and the people of the world with vaccination because the mercury in the vaccines destroys fertility. As they focus our attention on autism and autism-related diseases, and we argue back and forth, but of course it's all about population control, the grand plan to dramatically reduce the population of the world. Well, there's so many things we could talk about. I just want to mention Al-Qaeda recently, of course, took full responsibility for one of the most amazingly incompetent terrorist attempts of all time, and that was the Christmas time effort by this young Nigerian boy to set his leg on fire. You mean Al-Qaeda, which is such a threat to America, that we have to have almost 250,000 personnel, about 100,000 U.S. troops, 150,000 contractors in Afghanistan to counter the 100 Al-Qaeda members who were there, 250,000 to 100, they must be a terrible threat. They must be very, very capable. And then they take publicly acknowledge that they were responsible for this poor kid burning his leg, and he'll probably spend the rest of his life in prison, which he deserves to for being so stupid. I mean, you mean if they really wanted to bring down the plane, they would simply put an explosive device in the luggage, which they do not monitor carefully. And when he was out over the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, he'd take an electronic device and explode the bomb that was in the bottom of the plane in the luggage and bring the plane down. That's how you do it. why would Al-Qaeda take responsibility for such a botched effect unless it was with a psychological impact on America that justified keeping our troops over in the Middle East so that they can eventually be destroyed when we go to war with Iran? Why would they do that? Well, maybe, of course, maybe the people who are really running things want to kill off the young people of our country so there'll be nobody to defend America when the invisible government tries to establish a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, right now, let's get to our special guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. Of course, he's been a dentist for many years, but he's dedicated himself to try to bring out the truth about the dangers of mercury, the dangers of fluoride in the water, and even in retirement. He's still on the front lines of this battle for the minds of the American people, fighting organized dentistry, which is intent upon going along with the agenda. And that is saying mercury is fine, you know, just go ahead. It has to be handled as a toxic substance before it's put in the mouth, because mercury is a deadly poison. It has to be handled as a toxic substance when you take it out of the mouth, because mercury is a deadly poison. But it's all right to put it in the mouth, and where it vents its vapors constantly into the body, and of course destroys the mind and the fertility and leads to dementia. Good morning, David. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And you're absolutely correct about the agenda here in America. It has nothing to do with health. It has to do with population control and just plain stupidity. You know, why would people let the organized medicine, organized dentistry, you know, put raw and treated hazardous waste in the water with a big smile on their face, saying it's good for kids' teeth?
You know what? But it was so funny. You know, they have all these the vaccines, and they're going to be stuck with a couple hundred million doses of the vaccines that you know, of the H1N1 vaccine that is considered hazardous. Why? Because it has mercury in it. They can't put it down the toilet. I mean, what are they going to do with it? It has to be handled as a hazardous waste. That is, unless we inject it into our infants and our pregnant women, and that is perfectly all right. But otherwise, it is a hazardous substance and has to be handled as a toxic substance. And the same thing with the mercury the dentist put in the mouth. Well, how are we coming? Do you think we're convincing the American people? Are more and more people getting the dental fillings taken out, as I have?
You know, I've just put a new YouTube video up. It's called Safer Amalgam Removal. And I think taking the fillings out is an excellent idea. But the problem is, if you go to some idiot dentist who is just merely concerned about the money, you can get a huge bolus dose of mercury. And in my new YouTube video, and actually I have a DVD also coming out soon, that, you know, we detail a guy that that developed idiopathic myocarditis, which is 22,000 times more mercury in his heart. He's a physician. It happened within 2 weeks of getting these mercury-leaking fillings drilled out carelessly. Another lady, a marathon runner, decided it's probably a good idea to get rid of her filling. She's permanently in Parkinson in a wheelchair now. She can't walk anymore. So, you know, you're not dealing with it's kind of like, you know, removing a bomb. You don't want to come in with a hammer and start pounding on the thing. You know, they're very simple techniques they can use to remove them without giving you a huge bolus dose of mercury. And, you know, a lot of people had them removed, didn't bother them. A lot of people had them removed, and it did bother them. So that's exactly like the whole argument. You know, it doesn't bother everybody. You know, it just bothers some people, and it happens to be you. It's 100%. So that's my new cautionary tale, is that the safer amalgam removal. It's on YouTube.
Hold up. We'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy right here, the American people.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I just stand back here, and our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, and I know from my own personal experience, I went to a very well-trained dentist and had my dental fillings taken out, and, you know, and he did everything right, as far as I could tell, with the suction and the dams and constant irrigation, but when he removed the dam, you know, I wasn't expecting anything. It was a very pleasant experience, so that, you know, there was no longer this block in the back of my throat. I suddenly got a terrible jolt of the tachycardia. Fortunately, there's no residual, but I have talked to people who've been permanently damaged by taking out their mercury fillings because they did not go to somebody who took all the precautions. How often do you think that happens, David?
I think it happens probably, you know, 1 out of 10, perhaps. The more careful you get, the less it happens. But like you mentioned, the tachycardia, the heart is very susceptible to mercury. It has a lot to do with the cardiac arrhythmias. You know, when you study dentists, dental personnel, some of them have, enormous problems with right bundle branch blocks, left bundle branch blocks and stuff, and they've never had a heart attack. You know, it's just mercury interfering with the conduction in the heart. So it has a lot to do with a whole host of problems Americans are dealing with because they've got a time-release implant.
How often do you think the dentists themselves, you know, get mercury intoxication?
All the time. You know, I tell you, one of the things is when you lecture to dentists, you know, you got to slow down and talk like you're talking to the dentist because, you know, they are impaired. There's a number of studies. Echeverry and Woods did a very careful study. Eposian did, too, showing that there's lots of mercury in dentists. And when you start looking at their memory, their ability to synthesize new ideas, their finger tapping skills, et cetera, you know, who wants a dentist with bad manual dexterity? Well, that's one of the things they showed goes away. You lose your ability to tell your fingers what to do. This is not, you know, how would you like to have a brain surgeon that was all thumbs? You probably wouldn't come out that good. So it's a very serious thing in the dental profession. Dental schools do not comply with the law of any state. I've personally made a survey of several dental schools throughout the United States. We've had extensive conversations with both California OSHA and other state OSHAs, and that the law is very clear. It says when exposure is likely, the employer shall, and it lists out 7 things you're supposed to do. And it doesn't say may or can or, you know, if we give you a pass, you don't have to. It says you shall, and that means you shall monitor the facility, tell the employee, provide protective equipment, maintain a record of this and monitor the employees for mercury poisoning. No dentist does that. That's not done in the United States, and I'm sorry, the law says you can. So dentists who are still using mercury are lawbreakers. And they were lawbreakers since the OSHA rules were passed back in the 70s. So it's just they just don't believe in the law. They're just not law-abiding citizens. They're breakers. And as a result, there's a number of huge studies, one from California showing that their dental assistants are rendered infertile because of their careless handling of mercury. And that went up to Sacramento and talked to the DOSH, the Department of Occupational Health and Safety, and I said, they said, well, we haven't got any complaints. And I said, well, you know, can't expect the employee to know why their body has been destroyed. And they said, well, you know, we only work on complaints. Well, that's like the highway patrol saying, you know, the car goes by 120 miles an hour, and you say to the cop, say, well, how come you didn't give that guy a ticket? Well, I only work on complaints. I'm going to sit here and eat a donut and drink some coffee until somebody complains. Well, I'm complaining. No, it has to be the person in the car complaining. It has to be the injured employee complaining before DOSH does anything about it. I think that's insane. That's not the intent of the legislature. That's not the that real nice of you. You want to sit around and drink a lot of coffee. But it's not the intent of the legislation. The legislation is supposed to protect employees. Clearly, they're
well,
not doing
the incidence of miscarriage and infertility among dental assistants much higher than a female dental insurance assistants much higher than in the general population?
In the study, it was Roland et al. And they did a case control study where they controlled for every known variable, such as alcohol intake, cigarette smoking, exercise, body weight, et cetera, et cetera, and that there was a 40% decline in the fertility of the female that was working in a dental office that used mercury versus a female working in a dental office that did not use mercury. So, you know, you got, you know, that's a huge impact. You know, one out of five couples in the United States today are involuntarily infertile. That doesn't mean they all work for the dental office, but if you open up the woman's mouth and you see in there a whole mouthful of amalgams, you have one of the major reasons. Nice new study, you know, they were saying autism and mitochondrial dysfunction. Nice new study by the Geyer showing that that happens if the mother has a lot of amalgam fillings. So, you know, that these things are leaking mercury. They are causing very hard to detect, but serious problems throughout the body. And the dentist, like, say, well, you know, I don't see anything wrong. Well, you know, no dentist has been trained to analyze mitochondrial function. They're carpenters. They work on teeth. And so, you know, your dentist's assurance that this is no problem for me, that is not, it's like asking the filling station attendant, you know, whether or not, you know, the Ferrari is a good car. You know, he's never seen one. So dentists don't treat medical problems. They're not allowed to. They don't even study it. My anatomy class stopped at the waist. I mean, so how could I say it caused any problem with the knee?
Well, David, certainly are the dentists, you know, beginning to understand, are many of them giving up using the mercury fillings?
Oh, yes. There was a recent survey that found that 50%, slightly more than 50% of the men and 49.9% of the women dentists no longer use any mercury in their offices. And I give this example. If the patient walked in the office and they said to the dentist, do you use mercury? And the dentist says, well, yeah, it's the safest material since, you know, snowflakes. And so they turn around and leave. And then he said, gee, that wasn't a way to get a new patient. So the next time a new patient walks in and says, do you use mercury? No, we don't use any mercury at all. And the patient says, well, I'd like to make an appointment. And the dentist says, ah, that's a good way to get new patients. And so they quit using mercury because they find that the vast majority of the buying American public don't want mercury implanted in their teeth. And so right now half the dentists are not using mercury. And that's a big change since, you know, the turn of the century. I think it was it was 15% in 1990, it was 3%. So in 20 years, it's grown from 3% to 50%. That's the consumer driving the profession. Now, the dentists that don't use mercury, are they mercury safe? Are they taking the steps to protect the patient? No. They made an economic decision. They made a decision based upon getting you to stay in that office and have treatment. It was not based upon any knowledge base. It was not based because they took a course and learned about it. They did it because they don't like patients leaving the office without spending money.
Well, at least they're not putting the dental fillings. And I understand that in some countries like Sweden, where they have, of course, government pays for all of the fillings, they certainly will not pay for a mercury filling. Is that right?
That's right. In 1987, they had an expert committee, and they said this material should be phased out as soon as dentists can figure out how to use something else. And so they dental schools began teaching dentists to use something else. And there was a recent study, and you know what umbilical cord blood is? It's the level of blood that comes out of the umbilical cord when a baby's born.
Sure.
And there's a nice new study showing that if you happen to be a pregnant woman in Sweden, that the amount of mercury in your baby is infinitesimal compared to an American baby. American babies, one out of five, or some people say even one out of three mothers, have mercury in the umbilical cord of the baby the day it's born that is high enough to cause brain damage. That's totally different in Sweden. And you say, why is Sweden so much different? They eat fish, you know, they're a seagoing country, they have the locks and come from Sweden, and how come they're so much lower? Is because they're a mercury-free country. They don't allow mercury to be sold or exported or imported, and they have collected all the mercury out of the cars, out of the thermostats. They even train dogs. Mercury's odorless to us, but a dog can be trained to smell mercury, and so they went around with dogs sniffing up old abandoned factories and all this stuff, and they collected tons of mercury that had been spread around their country, and they put them in cold storage. They put it in abandoned mines that are 48 degrees in polyvinyl barrels that are designed to last 1,000 years. So it's permanent cold storage for mercury. That's why their mercury levels are so much lower, and of course their fertility rate is better, and their birth defect and autism rate is extremely low. So it's probably a good idea. We should be mercury free, but you don't get industry accepting that, because industry is spewing it out of smokestacks that where coal is burnt. They leak it out of chloralkali plants, and the dentists are the biggest contributors to the environmental degradation. They like, so it's just amalgam, and they flush it down the toilet. They throw this, when you spit in that sink, little cuspidor, well, it goes right into the municipal waste stream, and then it gets spread on the land, down under the water, and so once it starts, it goes everywhere. You can't contain it, and that's what Sweden said. They don't recycle mercury. They said if we send it out to another country, it'll get spread around their country, and they said that would be immoral. So what we do is we permanently store it. It's been pulled out of the ground, it's been mined, and so they're going to put it in a container and keep it boxed up for the next 1,000 years, and then transfer it to another container for another 1,000 years, and on and on and on.
Well, we've got somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan and Dr. Kennedy. This is Linda from the Longmont area. I just had a comment. One of the areas that I think is just atrocious is my dental plan does not cover anything except mercury amalgam fillings in the molars. They cover composites in the front teeth where you can see them, but they don't cover it in the molars, and I think that's terrible.
That may be your dentist telling you that too. The dental plans may say they only cover amalgam of the back teeth, but they will give you the same amount of money they would for an amalgam to do a composite, and the composites are usually more expensive. So the dentist is just saying, well, if you want the insurance company to pay 100% of it, or 80% or whatever they claim, then you have to do this. Well, that's not entirely true. There are many, even welfare, that we passed legislation that they have to cover whatever material the dentist feels is best for the patient. They don't necessarily have to pay top dollar for it, but even on the Medicaid and welfare recipient, they can modify that. So I think your dentist may be just telling you what the dentist wants to do rather than what the insurance actually covers, and using the insurance company as cover.
Okay, well, it came back from the from the insurance company with that note on it, and maybe the dentist just needs to put a different number
you have to fight for when you give up your rights to choose the materials that go in your mouth. to a third party, that the third party doesn't give one iota of hoot about whether or not you get, you know, a broken tooth. The amalgam's the wrong thing to do to the tooth because it breaks them. So they don't care. They're looking for the easiest way to get you out of their hair and take the rest of the premium and stuff it in their pocket. So if you've got a premium that, you know, they can get away with giving you a $10 filling versus a $15 filling, well, they get to keep that extra $5, and that's what they're doing. There are mechanisms, and they're, you know, you end up pulling your hair out fighting it, but there are mechanisms where you can insist on that. There's actually even a test. You can, it costs about $300, but the Clifford reactivity test will show that you're allergic, and you can say, I can't have that material because I'm allergic to it. And there's silver, copper, zinc, tin, and mercury in an ordinary amalgam filling. Well, you know, vast majority of women especially will test allergic to one of those components, if not all of them. Any woman that's ever had a copper IUD, she tests allergic to copper. Silver is, you know, you can, a lot of people react to mercury. I'd say about 60% when you actually get down on the immune system level and start looking to see if the immune system's reacting to it. About 60% of the people react to the mercury in the filling. So there are other reasons to replace mercury fillings besides, you know, just the fact that they're leaking mercury. They're a terrible way to fix teeth. They get bigger when you get them hot. You know, it's like the mercury goes up in the summer. It breaks the tooth.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adopted parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And our special guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. David, do you want to get your website out or tell people how they can get in touch with the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology?
No, to Stan, it's their website is www.iaomt. That stands for International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology. And I'll say it again, IAOMT, and it's a nonprofit, so it's .org. You can look up, you know, the scientific case against amalgam if you want to read it, or a review of fluoride in the drinking water if you want to, or you can find a dentist or physician that is following the guidelines that the expert committees have come up with to protect the patients. There is on the first page of the website is a PDF file you can download called Safer Amalgam Removal, Patient's Guide to Safer Amalgam Removal, and it tells you exactly what the little video does on YouTube. You got to have that rubber on your mouth, and you need a vacuum above the rubber dam and below the rubber dam, and a hose on your nose. It's real simple. You just don't grind that filling up and feed it to the patient. You grind it up and suck it into a vacuum and put it in a hazardous waste disposal container where the law requires. So
this is a hazardous waste. When they take it out of your mouth, it has to be considered as a hazardous waste, just as the vaccine that they've been giving across America for the H1N1, virus is a hazardous waste, and they're going to have about 200 million doses of it. It's a hazardous waste. What are they going to do with it? Well, they'd have to put it in a hazardous waste, specifically disposal. It would be illegal to flush it down the toilet because it's a hazardous waste. But it's all right to put it in your children. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? They're poisoning our children. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question for Dr. David Kennedy. David, when's that DVD going to be available? And
It's just about ready to go to the printer. We've got a little artwork to do on the jacket cover, and we've got the videos were in the final stages of sending them out to the replication experts to turn them into DVDs that play on everybody's machine. So,
please get me a copy of it.
Will do. I have it in mind.
Other things.
It's been like pulling teeth getting all these programs together. It's going to be a great one. It's got Poison Horses, which I've sent you. You have individual copies of that.
Right.
That was the one with the horses that are poisoned by drinking fluoridated water. And then we've got Spoken Teeth, which is you've had the longer version. I've shortened it up to 28 and a half minutes for play on public access, because one of my goals is, you know, you and I and your listeners know what's going on in America, but we don't have as much access to the media as we'd like. So there is a process called public access, and you can go in and play these DVDs on your local public access TV. So that's what they're all made to do. And we've been doing that here in San Diego, and others have been doing it throughout the country. So we're using it to immunize our community against such things as mercury fillings. And one of the new programs that's on is called Bad Bugs, and it's about the oral infections that are causing a whole host of problems that dentists don't treat. If they do treat it, they treat it and make it worse. They use scalers and scrapers and knives. And, you know, you're a physician. Can you think of any thing that you should scrape around and muck around and not disinfect? You know, that just spreads the infection. And sadly, that's the way that gum disease is treated. And you can disinfect the gums, and that's what one of the programs is about, is how to use very simple things such as iodine or even salt water and disinfect the gums. And what happens is you get all those bacteria out of your bloodstream. We actually took one of a volunteer up to a microscope, and we poked his finger, and you could see what's in his blood, and then we treated his mouth and then looked at his blood again, and it changes it a lot. even a guy watching TV can see the difference. You know, they go from having clumps and gook all and stuff in the blood, you know, with debris and all that stuff, and once you clean him up, you know, 2 weeks later, it's just running like clear water. So It's really my grandfather was a dentist. He graduated in 1898 from one of the dental schools in the United States, University of Pennsylvania, and that they taught him that bad gums is bad heart, and that if you have a bad infection in your gums, it's going to go to your heart. And so he was always very cognizant of that. But dentistry forgot that. You know, that was true up until, you know, the 40s and 50s when they started doing all these root canals, and then they had a specialty for cutting gums off and all that stuff. So they said, oh, no, that's got nothing to do with anything. So they took 2,000 years of knowledge. Hippocrates said, you know, show me the health of a man's mouth, I'll tell you the health of his body. So they took 2,000, dentists just took 2,000 years of medical science and threw it away and said, oh, forget that. We know it's not true because we don't know anything about hearts. And so off it went. Well, now we've got all kinds of studies showing that, yeah, you know, the bacteria in your mouth do make a difference in your heart, your pancreas. It links to diabetes. It's linked to aneurysm, stroke, and a whole host of systemic illnesses. So the bacteria that are in your mouth don't stay in your mouth. They spread throughout your body. And so if your gums bleed and the red stuff comes out, the bacteria go in. It's as simple as that.
Well, let's see. Do we still have Janon hanging out in Texas?
Yes, Dr. Stan?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I had two quick questions for Dr. Kennedy.
You go ahead and ask.
Is there a thing that we citizens out here can buy, a kit or something, where we can test for the amount of fluoride in our water? And then my second question is, if I am able to get a good water filter that filters out fluoride, will it also filter out the bad effects of hydrofluorosilicic acid, or will it just take care of the fluoride but not the bad effects of the thing that our water was fluoridated with? And I'll hang up and listen, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, there's two good questions. First of all, is there a kit the average person could get to check for fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid?
Yes, there is, and I had in my video, you have a copy of it, the China's Battle with Crippling Water. I took with me a Lamotte colorimeter. It's a fairly old technology, but you know, you put half a cc of this and a half a cc of that, and dilute it with T-Sab, and then put it in the colorimeter and take a look at it. So that gives you a number. On the
now,
other hand, if you
once again, what's the name of that?
Lamotte, L-A, new word, M-O-T-T-E, and it's the name of a company. Actually, you can call there, you'll talk to the guy that owns the company, and that he's very helpful with the stuff we did in China, and they've got a new version out, which is basically a miniature ion-specific electrode. If all you want to measure is water, get the colorimeter. It's a lot easier. If you want to measure everything from Coca-Cola to coffee to, you know, rutabagas, get the ion-specific electrode. You'll have to, you know, set up a standard and calibrate it, so it's getting you back into high school chemistry. But, you know, I should take a bunch of them down to the local high school and teach all the kids how to use them.
Okay, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. David Kennedy, right here, American News.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, of course, I, Dr. David Kennedy, and David answered the first question. Recall what the second question was?
Yes, and the question is filters that remove fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid. And there are no good filters that to remove fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid, but there is a process that you can do. It's called distillation. And that takes everything, arsenic, lead, mercury, chlorine, it takes everything out of the water. And I have one in my house that's installed that comes out at the kitchen sink and the bathroom sink, and it produces water that, we cook in it. We use it to drink, and it has my brother used to have kidney stones, and we got him using distilled water, and he managed to get rid of his kidney stones. So people say, Oh, you won't have those minerals in your body. Well, you know, the kidneys are the way your body removes stuff. And if you're always the only water it gets is coffee, well, that's water that's already dissolved a bunch of stuff. So it's like, you know, if you went to use coffee in the washing machine, your clothes wouldn't get that clean. So I'm perfectly happy with distilled water as a way to help clean the body. And if you need minerals, and you do need minerals, you get them from your food. And that's those are the kind of minerals that are important to eat anyway. So that's the only good way. There are lots of companies out there selling water filters. They do work a little bit, and then they fail pretty quickly, and that's why you need to get the Lamont colorimeter or the ion specific electrode, and they just abbreviated ISE, that you can measure and see. Now, finishing up on the first question the caller had, is that she wanted to know if she wanted to test the level of fluoride in her water. Well, if she's getting water from a municipality, they are required by law to monitor that fluoride level in the water along with a bunch of other stuff. They lie about it. They say it's good for you, but they still have to monitor it. And their readings are probably as accurate as something you can do at home. So I think a phone call is a lot easier than buying a $200 piece of equipment. Unless you want to go around and start measuring, stuff that you find in the grocery store, which we've done, by the way, and there's fluoride in everything. Everything from Coca-Cola to Minute Maid orange juice. If it says on it reconstituted, then that means they used municipal tap water to take a powder and turn it back into what looks like food. Well, you know, that's not really how you get food. You know, that they say don't eat out of a can or a box, so... But all that reconstituted stuff is basically reconstituted with municipal water, so it ends up contaminated. There's even studies published this October in the Journal of the American Dental Association on infant formula, showing that almost all the infant formulas have fluoride in them already. Even the ones that are supposed to be fluoride-free still have, you know, fluoride in them. And human breast milk has almost no fluoride in it. They used to think it didn't have any until they learned how to measure fluoride better, and then they found that there's a tiny fraction clear down with a couple of zeros in front of it. But that is what God intends for the baby to be drinking. Well, you know, if you make a fluoridated tap water formula, you're going to grossly overdose the baby. The baby gets 25 times more fluoride than is known to harm a baby's thyroid if they're not getting enough iodine, and it's more than harms a normal baby's thyroid anyway, but it's 25 times on the iodine deficient baby. And that's the National Academy of Science. That's not just me saying that. That's what the scientists say when they actually start looking at the numbers. And the numbers don't lie. You know, the gross overdose of babies is why you have some of these learning disorders and some of these dental fluorotic teeth, the teeth that crumble and break easily. Funny looking, you know, every store, you walk in any mall in the United States today and you got, you know, half a dozen people setting up bleaching centers to whiten teeth. Well, what's that about? Why do the teeth get dark? Well, if you have enamel fluorosis, then your tooth is porous. And that's not the only part of your hard structures of your body that are porous, but the teeth pick up stains. So if you have a plum, they end up purple. If you have a green grape, you end up green. And if you have coffee, they end up brown. So that's why they got all these bleaching centers to try to get that color back out of the enamel. Well, the enamel's not supposed to pick up color. If it does, it'll decay easily. Well, that's exactly what they've shown, is that the whole idea of adding fluoride to the water to help teeth is a scam. It doesn't help a bit. It makes it worse. But, you know, you get an army of dentists out there, you know, telling you, oh, it's good, it's good, it's good. Well, ask them why they say it's good. Well, they were taught it was good. Well, why were they taught it was good? Well, that's the agenda. The American Dental Association gets money from industry. They don't represent you. They don't represent the public. They represent the trade association, represents the manufacturers and the dentists. And so they owe no duty of care to the public. That's what they say. I'm not putting words in their mouth. That's the petition they filed in court. They owe no duty of care to the public. So their recommendations don't have to help you one darn bit. But everybody, oh, well, you know, it's recommended by this trade association. It'd be like, you know, the diesel manufacturers of the world recommended, you know, kerosene for a fuel. Well, they're not telling you what's the best for you. They're telling you what's best for them. Is that an old story or what?
Are we making any headway with the dentists, or are they just as a group still as dedicated to water fluoridation as they were?
Yes, they are, and I'm sorry to say I've watched this argument go on for, you know, too long, really, and I don't think you're going to change the dentist. Is the dentists are, like I said at the beginning of the program, they're mercury poisoned. They can't think of new ideas. They're lucky to remember what they learned in school. So the headway we're making is in the medical community. Some of the medical community understand dose. And then the National Academy of Science, it's a panel of 12 experts. There were a couple of dentists on there, I'm sorry to say, but there's 12 experts. They went through the dose that people get from various things, including water and
hi, it's Dr. McCullough, and I've got some very important information for you about
the levels that are shown in the scientific literature to cause harm. So they're saying, well, wait a minute. It seems like the dose is too high for an infant. The dose is too high for an outdoor laborer, for example, a farmer that's out there plowing the field every day. It gets hot sometimes up in the Salinas Valley. You might want to drink some water. Well, if that water is contaminated with hydrofluorosilicic acid, then you're going to end up drinking a lot of it in a hot day, and you're going to get a dose that is well above the level that's known to cause harm. So that's, they're beginning to pay attention to that, and although I'm sorry, they generally just back off and say, well, you know, it's still recommended by the American dentist.
Well, that's the tragedy, is that they're poisoning the American people. David, God bless you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you
next
time.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Have you ever wondered why here in the United States one of every 33 adults is in prison, probation, or parole? Why one in every three young black men between the age of 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole? Well, one of the major reasons is because we put hydroflow salicylic acid in the water to fluoridate it. It's a bait and switch operation. They keep saying we're going to fluoridate the water, but they don't use sodium fluoride. That's the bait. The switch is they put in hydroflow salicylic acid, a toxic substance that's too toxic to put in the water supply. It would be illegal internationally to take it out and put it in the ocean, because it's so toxic, and so they put it in our water supply. And, of course, when you do that, why, it increases the level of lead in the blood of children. And there's a study, and they put out by Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. We do have those studies. They're available. We have to charge you for them because they're rather extensive, but it's all there. And, of course, this increases the level of lead in the blood, doubles it in white children, four times as much in Hispanics, six times as much in black children. And, of course, lead in the blood leads to lead in the brain. It leads to rage, criminal activity, and you can correlate the presence of hydroflow salicylic acid in the water supply to criminal activity. And Dr. Masters did that. That's what his specialty was at Dartmouth, was really studying not fluoride, but criminal activity. So we have all of the material. We have interviews with him. But you're never going to hear this on regular channels. We're poisoning the American people. You need to go to get my talk on the hidden agenda along with the syllabus. My talk, it's a DVD, the hidden agenda and the syllabus. We have a couple of DVDs by Dr. David Kennedy. Fascinating material on water fluoridation. We have a great book on water fluoridation. Certainly we have some of four tape sets on water fluoridation. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. They are intentionally poisoning the American people. Why? Because fluoride certainly lowers fertility. It lowers the intelligence. It produces cancers, and that's great for killing off people, because there are too many people that got to die of something. It produces osteoporosis.
Hi, it's Dr. McColl, and I've got some very important information for you about
heart
the water
disease
that
and Down's disease, and lowers the sperm count, and affects the endocrine system, and so much more. But, of course, they're not going to tell you that. You need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. I've got a great letter there, of course, about me on fluoride, but it's included in my talk on the syllabus on the hidden agenda. You need to get this information. You need to know it. You need to memorize it. You need to help us. They're poisonous with the mercury in the vaccines. They're poisonous with the mercury in our fillings. They know what they're doing, but they all destroy fertility. They destroy the mind, too. and they're poisoning the American people. Join us. Get the information out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web page, RadioLiberty.com. Go there, listen to our programs, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty and for this radio station for our provision and protection. And so until next year, when we'll be with you again, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to